Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to News Pucks. Welcome to 2008.
Hello.
For it is now 7th of January 2008.
And there's some good news.
What's the news?
Hops do count as a food portion.
The hops don't count as a food portion.
Hops do count as a fruit portion.
They aren't fruit.
They are.
They're grain, aren't they?
Hop. It's a flower.
Is it?
Yeah. It's definitely a vegetable. And each...
But you have to eat them raw.
One, no, you can drink them in liquid form. There's some juice bars been opened up where you can just get
them.
You need to drink quite a lot. To say, you need, like, to get your 5 portions a day, you need to drink 5 pints. Or if you're a lady, 5 halves. So that's my new.
So the grapes count as well then.
Grapes only if they're in wine.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. So your new resolution is to get more liquid form of
just to try and vegetables. Get me 5 a day, to be honest. It's difficult. I've got these peppers stuffed with cheese. They're also pickled peppers stuffed with cheese. These are also a fruit portion.
Mostly cheese, though. Mostly dairy.
And a dairy portion.
So honestly, there's been loads of news because we've not done one of these for a good 2.5 weeks-ish.
Who died?
A few people.
Benazir Bhutto.
That's bad. Kevin Greening, who used to co-present the breakfast show with Zoe Ball on Radio 1. He died from some rough sex and drugs.
Oh dear.
Lots of people always die around Christmas and New Year. Who else died? Can't remember.
I think that's it. I mean, people in the wars. There's been some death.
People that we don't know the names of die.
Somebody died. Kids have killed each other.
Oh, some more kids killed each other. A man with a gold Land Rover has been shot, possibly for crimes against decency and taste. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it really.
That's about
some polar bears might die.
It'd be alright though.
What's the news then?
Well, the American election's heating up.
It is heating up. I'll tell you, almost dying, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she's had it, hasn't she? When she's
well, I wouldn't say outright, but it's not looking great for her.
It's looking
she's
really
not the front runner.
She's not the second runner either.
No.
Nobody, you know, there's no prize for third place.
There is, there's a bronze medal.
There's not in this game.
Oh, okay.
Is it too late, do you think, for us to have a pop at it?
Probably a little bit late, because we should have, you know, moved to America and all.
But, right.
I don't know if you have to be an American citizen, because Arnie can do it now, so we might
have to get married. You probably have to answer some questions to become an American citizen, such as...
Are Krispy Kreme's nice?
How many calories in a double Whopper burger?
Which is best, Friends or The Office?
Frasier, this is a spin-off from which popular American sitcom?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Rudy from The Cosby Show?
I know what happened to Rudy
What happened?
Well, it wasn't Rudy. Rudy was the youngest girl originally, and there was another younger one, wasn't
when
there?
When she got pretty ugly.
Yeah, when she grew a moustache, they got the other girl. Oh, the other girl is now Raven on the telly in a show called That's So Raven.
Yep. How old is she?
I don't know. Probably about 15. She's probably pregnant. 4 teenage boys kidnapped a classmate. This is in China, so don't panic. It's not going to happen here. It's in Guangdong.
Well, everything happens in China.
They kidnapped their age 15 to 17. They kidnapped a classmate and they murdered him, but then they kept phoning his dad up. Saying, give us £34,000, or yen, or however much it was. But the dad recognised the voice of the boys, and he reported them to the police, and they got caught and confessed. So that was quite a neat story there. But I like the fact that they phoned up the dad and didn't, and they went, oh yeah, the dad recognised the voice. It's quite interesting.
So we've got your son.
Yeah, we've got...
It's like me phoning up your mum, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And saying, hey up.
Hey up.
Hey up, thou lass.
There's a meerkat which is friends with the dog. He's called Stitch.
Apparently I meerkats... try that. Shall I try that with your mum and we can split the money between us?
I don't think she'll give you any.
Could try it.
Yeah, so a pop. this meerkat. Apparently meerkats are notoriously grumpy and they don't like people and they bite you. This one is friendly and he's friends with a dog and a lady and some boots.
Mm.
So that's nice.
They use the wrong trousers from Wallace and Gromit to take him for a walk.
Do they?
Mm.
Interesting. William Hague has said, "Hello, I'm William Hague, me. I am only 10 years old and I would like to be the Prime Minister again, or Prime Minister ever, and the leader of the party, not the deputy. But anyway, what I'm saying is that we need to have debates like those Americans do, where everyone shouts at each other on the telly. That would be very good. Like Question Time, but less civilised."
Well, they're saying that because, you know, David Cameron would be very good against Gordon Brown.
Yeah, I think it's quite a good idea. But then is it more, is it playing up to the personality over policies issue?
Well, yeah. I think Brown was interviewed on the
Andrew
Thingamy Bob this morning.
Oh, today?
Today. And he came across with badly. They kept saying to him, "So are you enjoying the job? Are you enjoying it?" And he was going, "Well, there's lots of challenges faced, but are you enjoying it?"
What a stupid question.
I can see why he didn't want to say, "Yes, I'm really enjoying it."
I love it.
Because why?
Oh, look, he's having too much fun.
And then afterwards they're going, "Oh, well, he wouldn't say he was enjoying it, so he's probably not enjoying it."
That sounds like non-news to me. Non-news. Gareth Gates has done a lecture and he's saying that in the future we'll have all our senses will be used on computers, such as touch and taste. And Bill Gates is joining the cast of Dancing on Ice, which is forthcoming.
Touch and taste?
Yeah.
I suppose that'll be good because when we're old we'll still be able to play Scrabble against each other by blinking, and I'll be able to kind of go, right, it's my turn to put word down, there's a U already and I've got CNT, and I'll be able to blink and it'll go,
but you could just touch
Zena
the screen,
is putting down, yeah, but I'm imagining that my arms don't work.
Oh, okay.
Zena is putting down the word count, and you'll go, ooh, there's a T down there and I've got
a W and an A and another T.
Yeah. And you put that down.
Brilliant.
Michelle is putting down the word
twat. Actually, I was putting down the word what, and then the measure of electricity. Paris Hilton. She said she's probably not going to do another album now, even though she's the best singer and songwriter in the world. What she's going to do is turn her hand to acting. Mm-hmm. Probably going to win an Oscar next year.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
That's what she says. Acting is the focus for me in 2008. It's her New Year's resolution.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I want to win an Oscar.
Do you?
That's not me doing my Paris Hilton impression.
Go on.
I don't even know what she talks like. Oh, it's so hot. Sexy. Oh my god. That's so hot.
That was embarrassing to watch. I don't know how it was if you could only hear it. But I'm really...
That's how she talks. It's embarrassing to listen to her. I've seen Paris Hilton. Appalling woman. So bad news for paedophiles tonight. They're going to be all sorts of exposés on the telly tonight. ITV1's Tonight with Trevor McDonald. Tonight they're going to say a lot of paedophiles are middle class men with good jobs and families, and they do a lot of grooming. And then after that,
well, she looked well turned
Panorama's out. On with Jeremy Vine, and they're talking about
well turned out.
They set up he's middle class
and he's got a good job
and
a family.
They're doing a show about also about paedophiles on the internet, and they entrap some people. They set up a girl called Jane Brown. She's quite plain, and then they get loads of men ask her what size her bra is and stuff, even though she's only 14. So bad news for paedophiles, because the TV lot are out to get them. How to get them.
It's a big snow sculpture. I don't really understand it. If you've got MRSA, MRSA,
yeah.
Best thing to do is stay at home, watch telly, have some paracetamol.
Oh, it's the same with the that bug up your bum, isn't it? Nori thingy, yeah.
Up your bum.
Yeah, well, it's the one that makes your bowels.
Frozen courgette up your bum.
No, stop it. I'm always going about that. You know Jenny Powell?
Yes.
From TV's thing that she did with the other with Jonathan King, No Limits. How old is she? There's a picture of her in her bikini here. She looks about, well...
17.
But I'm thinking she must be, because she was on telly when I was, you know, 10 or 11. Yeah. She probably wasn't that much older than us, but...
Well, I reckon. She's
got
probably
40 of a day.
I'd go for 39. I think you're really pushing it there.
Anyway, she's looking very good. Well done, Jenny Powell. Apparently, yes. She's done a show, I think, called Stand Up Jenny, where she's going to do some comedy. But
I think it's interesting that Helena Bonham Carter's 41, and I think apart from when she's doing this scary Tim Burton stuff, I think she looks very good for her age as well.
She ever does the scary Tim Burton stuff these days, though.
But apparently, she still has to audition.
Yep, that's fair enough.
He says, "Suck me cock." Alright, you've got the power, love.
That is an embarrassing Tim Burton impression, I'm sorry.
You do your Tim Burton impression then, see if it's any better.
I'm Tim Burton and I'm hot to direct things.
Oh, stop it, I can't bear it.
Britney Spears. Oh, she's gone too far. I don't think even Elton John can save her this time.
I don't think we should join the media hype. I think all we should do is say, God bless you, love.
God bless you.
Get well soon.
Just don't let the bastards grind you down.
No.
And stop taking any drugs. Just, have a nice cup of tea. And a bit
of cake.
She
needs locking up, really, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. Apparently she's been visited by Oprah Winfrey's favourite medical guru, Dr. Phil. So, and he says that she's in dire need of medical help.
Well, I want to know, where's Madonna?
She's probably having some cockles somewhere.
Yeah, Madonna's like, well, I'll be Britney's mum. I'll just snug her and stuff. But when he's in her time of need, no Madonna.
Today is
a
divorce day.
A fair weather friend.
Yeah, she's a fair weather friend, that match. Today is divorce day, when lots of people... It's the busiest day for divorce lawyers, because lots of people, after Christmas holidays, go, that's it, I've had enough. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Natty Imbruglia is the first famous victim of divorce day.
Right.
She's getting divorced from her Aussie rocker husband.
Who was he?
He was in a band and the famous
in Australia. So it must have been Take the Weather With You. Were they Australian?
Crowded House.
Were they Australian?
I mean, it might have been Crowded House. Might have been Men at Work.
Jason Donovan.
In Excess. One
Fronte.
Fronte. John Farnham.
Never heard of him. It could have been, what's his face, Paul Robinson.
Yeah, that'll make you feel good.
One of them. There's a man here called Douglas Matthews. He's 100 years old and he still has the same bedroom he was born in.
Now, I've read this story. What I find slightly odd is that what you do is go, I'm having a baby. It's 100 years ago. I'm having a baby at home. Probably be alright.
The norm.
The norm. I'll push it. I'm not too posh to push because it's 100 years ago. I'll just pop it out. But what I'll do is I'll go into the baby's... The room that I've set up, the nursery room for the baby rather than my own bedroom. I'll have it in there, then I'll just leave the baby there for 100 years. It's just... or that you decide that would be his room and that's where you'd have it and then... But nice that some things just stay the same. It's a bit dull for him, probably, but... You don't miss what you had. He doesn't miss any other bedrooms.
That's a funny way of looking at it. I suppose, yeah, you'd be more likely to have it in your own bed where there's room rather than climbing the cot and stick your legs out.
Exactly. Yeah. You're on the changing mat.
I suppose then you don't get your own, bed all bloody and
that's
sticky.
Thing, yeah, yeah.
Leave it for the baby.
You did this to me, baby. You can sleep on it for the next 100 years.
And probably, a 100 years ago, the babies probably ate their own aftermath.
Well, there was no food.
There was no
food. There was no pepper stuff with...
It would have been their only kind of fruit and veg portion. The baby would have been like,
some meat.
I need me five a day. Oh, somebody's dropped a blood orange here. I just have this. It doesn't taste very good, but I've nothing to compare it to, so I'm just going to presume that it's the right thing for me to eat.
No.
And it probably would have lapped up anything else it was spilt. Hot towels.
Eating them, yep.
Pre-cum.
The book Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption's been banned from jail in case it gives people ideas or makes them a bit sad while they're in jail.
Well, that's funny because in the book, there's Andy and Red were in the library together. There is a book about breaking out of a prison, and they put it under educational rather than hobbies and interests.
Oh, clever. Is that how they learn how to
get out? Oh, no, rather than fiction. It's not how they get out.
Naomi Campbell's got a new job as a journalist. She's the contributing editor to GQ magazine, and so she's been off and about doing some journalism. And one of her main jobs is to interview
throw phones
President Hugo Chavez. He's an outspoken man. They probably got on very well. He said that he's got big muscles, touch my muscles, he said to Naomi Campbell. He said George W. Bush is completely crazy, and that the Americans were a genocidal government. He said that Prince Charles has Camilla, his new girl. She's not attractive, is she?
Where's he king of?
He's not king, he's the president of Venezuela.
Sounds quite
good. We've mentioned him a few times recently. He said that Fidel Castro was his favourite, was his style icon. Mm-hmm. He looked up to him. He said his boots are polished and his beard is elegant. That's who he looks up to in the world, leaders. So Naomi Campbell's, that's a good interview she's done there.
I don't know if she typed it up,
she did shorthand or what. We just put it on a dictaphone.
She got somebody to film it on a Mobi.
Probably. another bit of journalism has happened. Jeremy Clarkson writes a column in The Sun, and he said it's ridiculous, this whole thing about bank people, you know, these CDs with lost bank details on. You can't, it's not that easy to get into someone's bank and set up fraudulent money debiting, and I'll prove it to you. Here are my bank details. This is my sort code. This is my bank account number. Publishing this in The Sun, the best-selling newspaper in the country. This is my bank account. I'm not going to tell you where I live, but you can find that out. It's Chipping Norton. You can find that out looking electoral registers or whatever. So go on, let's do your worst. And remarkably, only one person had managed to do it successfully, and they set a £500 direct debit up to the charity Diabetes UK. But I think what's amazing about that is only one person did it.
Yeah, I wish I'd seen that. Yeah.
But he's now said, I was wrong, and we should, whoever lost those CDs should have their eyes poked out for being stupid.
I was wrong and I've been punished. Not really. He was just giving some money to a charity. I think he can afford that.
But he's been proved wrong, which is always fun when it's Clark's, isn't it?
Did I mention there was a man in the same bedroom?
Yeah, you mentioned that. Police are being investigated after raiding a pub looking for drunk customers. As the landlord points out, why are police wasting taxpayers' money investigating whether people are drunk in a pub? It's unbelievable.
True.
There's an old jukebox bin for sale. It's a Victorian one. It's one of those ones that has discs on it and plays like Roll Out the Barrel and stuff like that.
Roll out the barrel.
Fine piece of furniture. It reckons it'll get about £6,000, which I think is quite good for that.
Is that newsworthy? No. A new way of parking a car if there's no room.
Mm-hmm.
Just park it on top of another one. If you back it up, your car up fast enough, it will just
sit on top of the
other one with very little damage, really.
That's not bad, is it? The O2 place, arena, centre thing, venue. They're going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. where it'll be like Hard Rock Cafe, but with no food. And they're going to try and make it the centre of...
And I imagine very drafty.
Very drafty.
That's what really...
It's just a big tent.
Really puts me off that. But the thought of it just being freezing cold.
We should go see Tutankhamun, if he's still there. I can't remember. But anyway, apparently rumoured, but not confirmed, that Wacko Jacko will be performing at the O2 Centre soon.
I'd like to go and see that.
I'd be frightened of the audience, I think.
Why?
I don't know, I imagine his audience would be quite loony.
We should go and report from it, really.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? We'll do that.
I don't think they'd be that loony. I think a lot of people have his greatest hits tucked away.
Oh, no, no, I'm not saying there'd be, but I mean, if it's all people like us, but I think the people who are going to go mad for it, people at the front, will be loonies. Sorry, they'll probably all have surgery, look like him. Weirdos. What are you recommending on telly tonight, then?
Well, there's Jamie Oliver and Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall seem to both be doing programmes about cruelty to chickens.
Mm-hmm. They're interlinked, the programmes.
In the similar subjects.
Well, I think they're in each other's shows and stuff.
Similar subject matter, rival shows. And World Professional Darts is on at 7.
Who's playing?
Eric Bristow.
And a bit of Bully.
What's his face?
No, yesterday. No, I was like on Saturday, walking back from the shops in Walthamstow towards my house, and I looked up in a tree, and there was a bullseye bully in a tree. Just a little one, about...
Did you climb up and get it?
6 inches tall. No. It was quite high up. It was stuck in the branches.
That's brilliant.
I know. I was like, what's Bully doing up there? And what I imagined was that Bully was playing darts. He forgot to let go of the dart, flying out the window, and in a tree, stuck.
Terrible. This.
Yeah!
10 years younger, winter sun bikini special. The team set about transforming an Essex-born woman who lost 5 stone, restoring her damaged teeth and recolouring her bleached hair with caramel and honeycombs.
Don't need to watch that, then.
For an hour. Watching someone have their hair done. An ex-fatty getting their hair done.
That's brilliant.
That's entertainment. That's...
What?
And Diamond's here.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she standing in for Vanessa? What does she want?
She wants to sound a bit nervy.
Hello, Anne.
Hiya.
We've heard you on the radio recently.
I've been standing in for Vanessa.
It's quite good. And have you recently lost weight or had any caramel and honey tones added to your hair?
No, I'm completely natural.
But you have got that website, haven't you?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
She's got a dieting website.
Just put an elastic band on your fanny.
Right, thanks a lot.
That's all I did.
Thanks.
All I did, I don't know why they took me off.
I think Nick Owen's over there. I think he's just pulled up in his car. He's come to pick you up.
Hello, Anne.
Hiya.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.